Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
WEI Afternoons. Halloween night, starting to get dark out there. Our freaks are coming out.
I'm kind of glad that it's about to come and go, because my neighborhood kind of goes nuts with Halloween decorations, and yeah. It's like, okay, I've seen enough large skeletons.
You don't like those?
And witches. Yeah, I do, but not for like 2 months.
So are you fine when you drive past Andy's house? So Andy does the most insane Halloween house you've seen in your neighborhood.
Is Andy?
Andy does that, but it's Christmas.
Yeah, I don't do Halloween.
Okay,
yeah.
Christmas, yep.
Last year I bought a, how tall was it?
It was like, feet? Yeah, it was like 20
feet. I
bought
a 15-foot tall abominable snowman from Rudolph.
Yeah.
Inflatable. It was, even my wife hated it.
Do you put
it.
Like a light up on, like,
No, it lit up.
Oh, it lit up
on its own until I left it out in a windstorm and it tore up. Thankfully, I got
I do like a house that does, you know, Christmas decorations with a serious kind of.
We have a 15-foot tall scarecrow in front of our house, and it almost blew over today, and I had to catch it. That was not an easy. That wasn't an easy grab.
I do like the scarecrow. I like that having out there in your.
I actually like the uptick. This has been in the last few years. There's been a big uptick in the Halloween decorations. Those skeletons, the big tall things.
Yeah.
I feel like those didn't exist like 5 years ago.
I feel like this area of the country shows out for Halloween more than any other.
Let's
place.
Let's go. Well, it's Salem. You got Salem
true.
So you get kind of that feel next door. Speaking of feel, hopefully we have a feel for winning. Because have we put Ted Johnson's shirt on Twitch yet?
We'll get there.
Okay, because Ted Johnson, who has lots of rules for games and competitions, one of those rules is apparently not victory laps before the game is over. I don't know that he's ever seen the tortoise and the hare and learned from it.
One of my favorite examples to use with my kids.
I don't think you paid attention based on the shirt you're wearing.
You know what I've decided to do is just enjoy the ride. I don't want to play humble. I just want to enjoy it as it comes. And so far right now, I'm doing pretty good at this contest.
All right, so before we get into the records and the victory laps, it's time for the pick six.
A pick six! He's picked! Touchdown on a pick six. Jones with the pick six.
And he flips the game!
All right, we've had two very good weeks here on WEEI Afternoons. I hate to break it to you, gentlemen, but we are within two wins of being 500 at 23-25 overall. Now, Ted Johnson, you have made a wardrobe change during the commercial break.
Yeah.
If you could stand up for our Twitch and YouTube viewers.
Where's his one shot?
To show off, the one shot is there. 7-1, it says on the bottom, I sure can pick 'em. And now, yes, does that violate multiple different Quiz with Stiz rules?
Yes.
Yes, but
is that a Gucci shirt or is that Versace?
Target has, they sell 4 packs and 3 packs. Like, can we just get one? No. So I had to buy two shirts today.
Wait, you got to buy 20 cigarettes. You can't buy a 5-pack you can over in Europe.
But I thought you might buy the pack so you could have an 8-1 shirt, a 9-1 shirt, a 10-1 shirt. Are you lacking in confidence?
No. I just, this is a one-time deal. I just feel like, you know, it's just rubbing your face in. It just gets gratuitous after a while.
It is going to be pretty funny when you try to shape that 7 into an 8 and then into a 9, and then it kind of keeps going. But, yeah, Teddy's leading the way. It's 7-1. Me and Stiz are both at 4-4. Fitzy and Brian, 3-5. Andy Hart.
Where am I?
2-6.
Attaboy.
But
I'm only
one game back. I'm only one
game back. I'm only one game back. You know, starts this week, one week at a time. Yep. I'm like the Ravens. Starts this week, baby. I'm still going to win the division.
There you go, Andy Hart, Lamar Jackson. I think the same thing when I see the two of them. But now we make our picks every single week here on the Pick Six. We'll put we're picking against the spread. Six different games. The Andy Hart Bank Account Memorial Six Way Parlay this week at +4884. 4884 are the odds for a parlay that begins with Andy Hart's pick. And what is that?
So I am going with the Jags at the Raiders, -2.5 points for Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville is a decent football team. I don't think the Raiders are a very good football team. Now, I made this pick before I knew they were moving Travis Hunter from the missed time at practice to IR list. But I still think Brian Thomas is ready for a big day. I still think the Jags are the better football team. And if you're going to win, all you got to win by is a field goal, and I win, baby. So Jags get it done in Vegas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Love it. I'm excited for that pick. And Andy, I believe that's win number three.
Do you believe in me? I could use a little support.
I mean, the Raiders stink out loud, man.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
How about, we haven't heard a lot of stories about Tom calling Chip Kelly to give him advice anymore.
Yeah, no.
Those
funny
stories,
how that works.
Yeah.
It's quieted just, down when they stink.
Big time.
I don't remember the last time we heard an outward admission that Tom Brady is related to the Raiders.
He's now embarrassed
by it.
It's
been a while.
Now it's like, oh, hey, I got my Fox newsletter. I'm on TV. Look at all the TV stuff. Don't worry about that thing that I own.
Yep.
So we got the Jags, our first leg of the parlay. Nick Fitzy, Stevens, your pick.
Yes, this week I am going to return to the well. And I know, Dan Ball, that this is a very dangerous premise to go back to the same well that you hit on last week, but it's not the same team. I'm going to take the Los Angeles Harama Jammas with Matthew Stafford, inarguably one of the hottest quarterbacks in the NFL. He's got Puka Nacua back, and they have the mother shuckers coming in. That's right. Tyler Shuck is about to get shucked up in his first ever game against the Rams. I will take the Rams to comfortably cover against one of the worst teams in the NFL, giving 14.5.
Yeah, Tyler Shuck playing. The Saints about to tear it apart. Puka Nacua's ankle's feeling good. He's good to go. Mm-hmm. Kyron Williams having a great season. Like, It's all clicking. I think this, for a double-digit spread, I like where this one is at.
Yeah, so, a face full of Jared Verse and Braden Fisk up in his business. As long as you guys are good with it, I'm comfortable with it, too.
We are great with it. So we got the Jags, we got the Rams, and we got Ted Johnson. What's your winner this week?
You know what? So this week, I went with, and I'm glad I got my pick in early so someone didn't steal it. That was good. But the I got the Seahawks, the Sunday night game on NBC, the Seahawks taking on the Commanders. Seattle is favored by 2.5, and I'm kind of liking the Seattle team. You look at the stats for one Sam Darnold. It's kind of impressive. He's completing almost 70% of his passes. He's averaging 9.1 per 250 yards a game. He's got 12 TDs, 4 interceptions, only been sacked 9 times, and a rating of 109. He's not that far off from Drake May, and everybody's saying that Drake is an MVP candidate. And then they got a great running back in Kenneth Walker, who's averaging over 4.5 yards per to go along with one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. He's got 50 catches at this point, Jackson Smith and Jigba. He averages 170 yards per game catching the ball.
Ted.
He's so good. I think Jaden Daniels is back this week, but I just think the Seattle team is legit, man. So I mean 2.5, please. They're gonna win by a field goal.
There you go. I like that. We're looking to add to the 7-1 total. And again, weei.com if you want to purchase your own 7-1. I'm pretty good at picking them t-shirts.
Stiz has a guy out back currently making a few of them now.
right. Yeah, we're running out of Sharpies here in the building, but we will get there. Speaking of Stiz, we go back behind the glass for the other three legs of our picks. And Stanley Bruno, what is your pick for this week?
Give me the Steelers.
Right.
The Steelers plus 3. The Colts are at the Steelers. Steelers plus 3. Now, I was a little concerned after I picked my pick. I found out that the Colts are 7-1. I got a little nervous.
Found out?
However, after doing some research, here's a little tidbit for you. The Colts have not beat the Steelers at home since 2008. Okay, so I'm feeling good. Give me the Steelers plus 3. And like Andy said, I'm going to go with my gut. My record's doing all right so far. So
I can't believe I'm losing to that guy.
We've said that before, and it's still been you. Brian is going out on a limb. And Andy, I want to get your thoughts on this because you said you almost went with this pick before you made yours.
Yep.
The Bills, home dogs against the Chiefs. They are plus 1.5, and Brian Verzocco is taking that one. Why were you almost going to take it?
Well, you know I'm a big Josh Allen fan, and I also think generally the way these games have gone historically is Bills in the regular season, Chiefs in the postseason, which kind of sucks for Bills fans and Josh Allen and company, but that's the way it is. And the Bills aren't dead. You know, we had that little hiccup to the Falcons, but they showed last week that they can still get the job done. And everybody seems like they're suddenly on the Chiefs. There was all those worries early in the year, but now everybody's jumping back on. I think the Chiefs are good. I don't think they're great. I think this is a good game between two teams. You know, give me the Bills.
In my other league, I picked the Bills too.
Yeah.
Same reason.
How many leagues you got?
Just a couple.
No wonder you're so good at this.
No. Just a couple.
Yeah, no, he's only 7-1 on the one that counts. my pick, I wrestled the Lions away from Ted Johnson. They're 9.5-point favorites against the Vikings. Carson Wentz going on IR. J.J. McCarthy coming back. Does he have it? I don't think so. I think a freshly paid agent, Aiden Hutchinson, is going to have a day against him, and I just don't have a lot of reason for optimism about what this Vikings offense is going to be able to do, and we saw a pretty darn good Lions defensive effort against a good offensive team in the Bucs. So give me the Lions minus 9.5. Our parlay, the Jags, the Rams, the Seahawks, the Lions, the Steelers, and the Bills. The Andy Hart Bank Account Memorial Six-Way Parlay at plus 4884. $2 wins you $99.68. So you're just a hair under 100.
I like
it. So if you want to mix in an extra leg and anytime touchdown.
I don't need to be doing that.
Bills Chiefs over. I think that's a good, I don't know, whatever. Yeah, let's just focus on you winning your $2 bet.
Let's try to get a win at some point so I can put it in the Christmas fund. That's our pick six parlay for the week. Week 9, we are due. We are led by Ted Johnson. We are dragged down by me and the mediocrity in the middle. Let's get it done, boys. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for odds and ends. That means we pick the Patriots game. Is it going to be unanimous? We know there's probably going to be a lot of Pats picks, but will it be unanimous, or is there an outlier? Who is that? That's up next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+.